Well, Michelle Payne made history this year as the first female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup. Her achievement was hailed as a game changer for women, a victory that just might smash through the glass ceiling in a sport dominated by men. Michelle joins me as part of our Newsmakers of 2015 series. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, you won the race in November. What have the last 2 months been like for you?
Definitely a lot different to what I'm used to, but it's been fantastic. It's amazing how well received my win was, and I can't get over how amazing it's been.
And Michelle, you were really quick to call out the chauvinism in the racing industry after your win and criticise owners and trainers who doubted you and wanted you replaced. How has that been received in the industry? Have you copped any flack since?
It's sort of hard to explain, really. Like, I guess my whole life in riding, which has been 15 years, it's something that's just been really frustrating, but it's something that you don't like to whinge about or be known as a whinger. You basically, I like to just get out there and try to prove everybody wrong. And I guess when I did win the Melbourne Cup, I thought that was a good opportunity to speak up and just put it out there, because it's our greatest race, and it just proves that we are as good as the boys. And it was a time where I wanted to speak up, but basically I feel that after that I still have to prove that we are. So I've been working more on staying at the high level.
Because it's not all fixed in one moment, is it? I mean, I remember reading something once about how tough it was for female jockeys, purely because at a lot of smaller racetracks in the country and stuff, there's only one set of changing rooms, just small things like that.
The racing industry has really come a long way. Since a lot of my older sisters who rode many years before I did had to do it really tough, but racing has come a really long way, and we're looked after so much better than we were. So it's improving all the time, but at the same time we still have to keep proving ourselves, and so that's basically what I've been focusing on since the win as well.
Have you noticed more doors opening for you now?
Oh, absolutely. In every sort of aspect of life, really, and probably the best thing I've found since the win is being an inspiration to people and proving that if you work really hard, dreams can come true at the highest level. And I'm so wrapped to be in that position.
And is there a certain amount of pressure that comes with this win and with being a role model? How does that sit with you? Is that a comfortable feeling?
It is. Yeah, no, I feel really comfortable with it. I've been trying for a long time to be a good role model for the younger girls, female jockeys coming through the riding ranks, and trying to help them as best as I can. So it's something that I'm really passionate about. So it's definitely no extra pressure, because I've felt that I've tried to be a good role model sort of my whole career, the older I get, basically, especially with the younger girls coming through looking up to the older jockeys. So it's not something that's new to me, but it's obviously a bit different because it's a bit more public now.
And of course Stevie also took centre stage the day of your win. How is he going? Are you guys a team? Will you work together always?
So Stevie lives with my dad in Ballarat and I live in Melbourne, but I'm always down there with my dad and working for Darren Weir, the trainer of Prince Pendant, so spend a lot of time down there still. But Stevie's going great. Stevie is, it really seems as though the win has helped him to grow more confident, and he's come out of his shell a fair bit, because he always used to get pretty nervous in front of the TV or the camera. And but since the win, he's really been able to show his true self, and it's been great to be able to share him with everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic. So since your win, you've thrown out the offer to compete, to complete in a couple of races, and there's been no luck. How does that feel? I mean, it's the Melbourne Cup is so big, it's almost something completely out of this world. And then to go back to the racetrack, not get any wins, how does that feel?
I've had a few wins since the race. I'm completely hopeless. But no, look, that's racing. Racing is it's a great leveller, and it's probably why it's so good, because everybody gets the wheel keeps on turning. That's what I always say, and everybody gets a chance at being in the winner's circle. And everybody, obviously, all the jockeys and trainers work so hard. So it's what keeps you in it, basically, that drive to keep winning. And even if you do get beat, it's not something that turns you off. It's something that just makes you try harder. And it's nothing that I'm not used to. Is 1 second you're on top of the world, the next second you're running seventh or eighth in a race. That's just the way it goes. So definitely nothing new there.
And just finally, what have you got planned for 2016? A big year?
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of offers from overseas to do a lot of travelling and riding overseas. So it's going to be so exciting to be able to, just to experience new things.
Will you head to the Melbourne Cup again?
Hopefully. I'm hoping that with everything that's going on everywhere around the world that I can still be competitive through the next spring carnival. It's because there's so many jockeys and it is such a competitive time, you sort of have to be here for the lead up from August onwards, and I'm actually going to England in August, so I'll just do my best to see what happens and not expect too much and hopefully have a bit of luck along the way.
Great. Michelle Payne, best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.